In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Seeking Our Lady's intercession, let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. As you can see, we have this beautiful image of Our Lady of Fatima with us. This is the world-traveling image of Our Lady of Fatima from Fatima, Portugal. So obviously, there's the main image that's at the shrine there in Fatima, and then this is an identical image that travels the world visiting parishes for devotion. So people who come and pray before this particular traveling image of Our Lady get special graces. You can get indulgences, so it's a really great opportunity that we have not only for the rest of today, but through 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, you'll be able to come and spend time and pray and seek Our Lady's intercession. So it's a great honor that we have to receive her. It may seem strange, but I'm actually a little nervous having her here. So it's like mom's come to visit, you know, and I mean, she's always here usually, but it's a little more intense. So since we have this honor to have the image of Our Lady of Fatima, I decided to wear the Marian vestments today. It's nice, so there's a law in the church that I can wear white on any other, like on any occasion, any celebration, any mass, it doesn't matter. Even during Lent, technically, I could wear white. White is a universal mass color. Yes, it does have specific times you have to wear it, but if I don't have any other colored vestments, I can always wear white. So even though it's still a Sunday in ordinary time, and normally I wear green, ordinarily, I decided to wear this beautiful white Marian vestment in honor of Our Lady. I thought, though, of course, because we had this great opportunity, it would be appropriate to share with you some more of the story of Fatima, in particular, some of the very profound things that Our Lady in 1917 taught to the children and ultimately to the whole world. And I thought it was important to print up, again, I don't usually have notes, but these are quotes from Our Lady of Fatima. So I thought I would read some of these to you. Her message over 100 years ago in Portugal to the world was very powerful, and I think it's just as true today, 100 years later, as it was then. If you remember your history well enough, so Our Lady appears in Fatima, Portugal in 1917, and she gives certain warnings to the church through the Fatima children, Jacinta, Francisco, and Lucia. Jacinta and Francisco, brother and sister, died when they were very young, but Lucia lived on to an old age. She passed away, didn't she? I sometimes forget these things. Thank you. Yeah, you probably know all this. But preaching to the choir. So she became a religious nun and would continue to talk about this miraculous event. Obviously, Our Lady of Fatima is an approved apparition, meaning the church has officially said that Our Lady did in fact appear to the children, and these are in fact her words. So if God went out of his way to allow his mother to appear in this miraculous manner and perform miracles and say these words to us, obviously it's very important that we listen. So if you've never heard the words of Our Lady of Fatima, just listen attentively today. The reason she came was to warn us, to warn the world, that war was coming. That war was coming, that great destruction and death would come if we did not repent of our sins. That Jesus was no longer able to hold back his hand of punishment because of the sins of the world. And so the message that you'll hear is again from that context, and you know what happened, right? World War I, World War II, and the rest of the wars since then. So clearly we didn't repent well enough, and a lot of bad stuff happened during this last century. And the world is still paying for it. And we see right now what's going on just in the news this week, in particular with the war between Russia and Ukraine. And this can shock a lot of Americans nowadays, this idea that Russia wants to expand its territory to older times. Why is anybody surprised by this? I mean, really? Don't you know history? If you don't, you need to start studying it, otherwise you're going to keep getting confused. You should never be surprised by war. You should only be surprised by peace. Sin, by its very nature, as prevalent as it is in the world, brings about the punishment of war. And it's important that we remember this as Catholics, that men don't cause wars. God does. God causes the war to happen. He is the one who guides the hearts of the powerful to punish us for sin. I'm not saying Putin is this divine, majestic leader. That's for God to judge. I'm just saying he's merely an instrument in God's hands. And for all we know, this is just the beginning. We could have another world war in the next 5, 10, 20 years. That's why the message of Our Lady of Fatima is so important today. It seems like we're repeating once more this same problem. But as I read to you the words of Our Lady of Fatima, I want you to keep in mind a comparison. I want you to think of the world now, 2022, and how the world must have been in 1917. I think most of us would probably say that sin is far more rampant in the world than it was in 1917. All types of sin. You have much more easy access to sin. And people are falling into even graver and graver sin at younger and younger ages in this day and age. So if Our Lady said these words to the world over 100 years ago, how much more important are they for us today? The Blessed Mother said to the children, quote, "I am the Lady of the Rosary. I have come to warn the faithful to amend their lives and ask for pardon for their sins. They must not offend our Lord anymore, for he is already too grievously offended by the sins of men. People must say the rosary. Let them continue saying it every day." Pray. Pray a great deal and make many sacrifices, for many souls go to hell because they have no one to make sacrifices and pray for them. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to My Immaculate Heart. If people do what I am going to tell you, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. Sacrifice yourselves for sinners and say often, especially when you make some sacrifice, "O my Jesus, this is for love of you, for the conversion of sinners, and in reparation for the offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Our Lady continues, "The sins of the world are very great. If men only knew what eternity is, they would do everything in their power to change their lives. Fly from riches and luxury. Love poverty and silence. Have charity even for bad people. More souls go to hell because of sins of the flesh than for any other reason. Certain fashions will be introduced that will offend our Lord very much. Woe to women lacking in modesty." This is in 1917. Our Lady continues, well, this is actually quoting Sister Lucia. "The Mother of God wants more virgin souls bound by the vow of chastity. Confession is a sacrament of mercy, and we must confess with joy and trust. Many marriages are not of God and do not please our Lord. Our Lady can no longer uphold the arm of her divine Son, which will strike the world. If people amend their lives, our Lord will even now save the world. But if they do not, punishment will come. People must renounce sin and not persist in it. As has been done until now, it is essential to repent greatly, Tell everybody that God gives graces through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Tell them to ask graces from her and that the heart of Jesus wishes to be venerated together with the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Ask them, says Lucia, to plead for peace from the Immaculate Heart of Mary. For the Lord has confided the peace of the world to her. At another interview, Sister Lucia, speaking with a specific priest at the time, he asked her how many souls will be saved. And her response was, few. Many will be lost. And he continued to press her and said, but isn't God merciful? Doesn't he love us? I mean, he sent his son to die for us and he gives us grace in the holy sacraments. And all she would say was, many souls will be lost. That's all Sister Lucia would say. And he kept trying to goad her. Well, won't most souls be saved? I mean, he's so merciful. And she would not respond. Many souls will be lost. I've often thought about if I were the devil, and I know that sounds weird, but just hear me out, right? You know, you got to know your enemy. So if I were the devil, what is my main goal? I want as many souls to be damned to hell as possible. So several things have to happen to get a soul damned. But ultimately, the most important thing to get a soul damned to hell is it has to die in mortal sin, unrepentant, right? That's the most important thing. Even if it only commits one mortal sin in its life, but it dies unrepentant, it's damned. The devil's got it. Now, he doesn't care about the souls. He just wants people to suffer like he suffers. He just wants to hurt God by this act. So if I'm the devil, I'm going to use everything in my power to create peace in society and prosperity. I'm going to make everything easy, advancing the sciences to make medicine better, to make production of food better, to make it easier and cheaper to produce all of the luxuries that men's hearts could desire. I'm going to make things easy on them. Because ease of life is one of the most dangerous paths in the spiritual life. Just think about it. We're about to celebrate the season of Lent. And notice that during the season of Lent, when you do a penance and you stick to it, even though it's hard and you're sacrificing, your life improves so much. So because of the sacrifice, you actually get better. So when there are no sacrifices in your life because everything's easy, what do you think is going to happen? What happens every year with us? I'm speaking for myself. The easier things get, the more I sin. So if I'm the devil, I know this. I've been around before the world was created. I've watched humanity since Adam and Eve were made. I know their weaknesses and I know their strengths. And so I'm going to make things as easy as possible for societies. For as long as I can maintain it. To basically give as much time as possible for as many people as possible to get so used to mortal sin, grave sin, that it becomes socially acceptable. Not just socially acceptable, it's not just accepted, it's required. You're punished by society if you don't follow the immoral rules and laws. And at that critical moment, you know what's great is so many people have fallen into so much sin. That is the right time to kill as many as possible. I mean, think about it. I don't want to give them too much time to convert. So at that moment, that's when I instigate war. I want as many souls dead as possible, as soon as possible, because I don't want them to have time to repent. What do you think the world wars were all about? Now, this, of course, is not God's plan. This is the devil's plan. And he's doing it again. We are headed towards serious war. But notice Our Lady tells us, not the devil's making it happen. I mean, technically he is. But that her son is making it happen. In fact, the devil is merely a tool that God uses to punish his people. The devil has no power over God. God's providence governs all things. So even though the devil thinks he's got this great plan, God's greater, he's got better plans, can work despite the efforts of the devil, despite the efforts of political leaders or church leaders. But it doesn't mean the devil's plan doesn't have merit. It doesn't mean, as Our Lady is warning, that many souls will be lost because people are not repenting and turning from sin. I don't think any one of us seated here tonight could not see why these words of Our Lady are not perfectly applicable today. And yet they were given over 100 years ago. I think that's why it's so important and it's providential that we are going to be receiving this statue of Our Lady of Fatima right before Lent. Because the message of Fatima is pray and sacrifice. Pray and do penance. That is what Our Lady says. Not just for the salvation of your own souls, but for the salvation of the souls of unbelievers as well, for the rest of the world. At one point during the mystical visions, Our Lady opened up the ground in front of the children and showed them hell. It terrified them. But after the visions were over, all of the children would say, and Sister Lucia continued to repeat this decade after decade, if Our Lady would just show hell to us, we'd stop sinning. She would pray that the Blessed Mother would show you hell, so that you'd be so terrified you'd never sin again. In preparing for this homily, obviously I'm rereading the message of Fatima. And I thought about that. I thought, if I had a greater fear of hell, it would be easier to fight temptation. And so I asked, I said, Blessed Mother, if Jesus is okay with it, and if you think I can handle it, I would like to understand hell better. I would like to see it. I don't know if she's going to do it. She hasn't done it yet. I'll let you know if it happens. But as much torment as it would cause anyone to see the damned, if it does work, as Sister Lucia says, then even that suffering would be a blessing. It would help us turn from sin. But something I've oft repeated to you, because it is hard to turn from sin, even if you are going to confession, even if you are coming to Mass. It's so hard to turn from sin that without Our Lady's help, it's nearly impossible. And the number one tool that she told you to use is the rosary. And she said very clearly, as I read to you today, pray the rosary every day. Every day. If you can do it as a family or in communion with others, that's even better. But she didn't say when you felt like it or when it was convenient, when it's not a bother, every now and then, maybe once a week. Like, I'm the gentle one. You know, when I've talked about this, I'm like, oh, look, just start somewhere. If you're not praying it every day, at least start praying it once a week and then work up to every day. I think Our Lady would understand that. Without the rosary, without devotion to Our Lady and the rosary, she can't defend you the way she wants. She can't help you the way she wants. And so I offer the same warning to each one of you. My children, pray the rosary. Do sacrifice. Do penance and reparation for sin, not just your own sin, but the sin of the world. And through that, Our Lady says, many souls can be saved. Now, there are some beautiful prayers that were given from Our Lady of Fatima that some of us use to this day. I recommend you look them up online and do your best to implement them in your life. I want to read to you a few of these prayers. O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. O most holy Trinity, I adore you. My God, I love you in the most blessed sacrament. Most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended, and by the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. And last but not least, hopefully this is very familiar to most of you, when you say the rosary, say after each mystery, O my Jesus, forgive us our sins and save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.